The Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 18th year, and we are so excited as CliffCentral.com to be partnering up and having conversations all about the awards. If you want to tune in and find out more, you can do so on www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. All right, well, as we know, the Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 18th year. And this, of course, is the leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavior event. This year, the renowned interactive showcase is taking place once again since 2019. Very excited. And of course, this is where the brands get to change, rather engage face to face with the youth aged 8 to 24. So the Sunday Times Gen Next Hybrid Awards will be taking place on the 15th of September at 6 p.m. Do not forget to tune in online. You can do this through www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. And I am very, very, very excited to be sitting with somebody who I've got a feeling she's gonna drop some gems today. She's gonna give us the 411. If the things that you want to know, you're gonna find them out right here. We have Miss Toni Kumete, and she is the manager in the office of the CEO at Brand South Africa. Hey, Toni.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So you just told me, Khuri, you've had a Mursa day. It's been one of those days, but you're here now, and can I just say you're in the right place, girl?
I can feel I'm in the right place. I'm relaxed now.
Yes.
Here,
yes. So, firstly, why is this partnership so important to your brand? I mean, Toni, this is a huge thing. It's a huge deal. This is where the youth really, we get to pick their brain. So why is this so important to Brand South Africa?
Well, it's important because of who Brand South Africa is and the work of Brand South Africa. I mean, we are not a brand trying to achieve its own end by itself, but we're a brand that represents who the country is in its entirety.
For sure.
And if you just look at our country, one of the biggest features of our identity is just how young of a country we are.
Exactly.
So there is absolutely no way we wouldn't be at such an important platform to youth and picking the brains of youth and getting insights from. This is who South Africa is, you know. Mm. And if we are going to do work in a way that is impactful, it's going to relate to the youth.
Yes.
And it's going to be informed by how they communicate. Our work is going to... we're going to get insights that will help us shape what our campaigns and marketing strategies look like.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, Toni, what's your main goal when it comes to marketing to the youth?
Our main goal, one, is to help the youth to find affinity with South Africa, the brand.
Yes.
You know, it's so important to remember what we really have in the country that we have. Obviously, a lot of it comes from history, heritage, the background, the milestones we've achieved. But if we cannot use that to make it relevant to who we are now, because what is happening now is that the youth are the innovators. They are making things. They are the disruptors of industry.
Yes.
They are the future, literally. And not just to make us all feel good. The future lies in the youth, quite literally.
Real talk.
So this is real talk, you know. So the youth holds the future. We need to make sure that our country brand is relatable with the youth, because it is the youth.
For sure.
It is the youth. For sure. How we package the country must be relatable to the youth.
Where else
can it come from except insights from them?
Of course. Toni, how do you guys strategize? You know, and I like the word strategy because it's almost like, you know, the plan that everybody sits down and they come up with. How does Brand South Africa strategize when it comes to youth marketing?
Okay, so I think perhaps I need to give a little bit of background. So,
for sure.
One, the intention of our work is two-pronged. And at the moment, quite focused on packaging the country and supporting the country investment drive.
Cool.
You know? So that's a lot of international work. That's a lot of packaging the country to position it as an attractive and favorable destination for investment, for trade, for all things great. People come to a country for many good reasons.
Yes.
And we must show the world that we have all the reasons. Mm-hmm. And we do have all the reasons. Mm. Now, domestically, it's important that we have an affinity with our country brand. We are proud of it. And we are active citizens. Mm-hmm. We understand that in whichever corner we operate, we are doing the best we can to positively impact the space.
Yes.
And that's what the youth does. Their voices matter because they are doing great things in the spaces that they are in, or they have great ideas and they're innovating. So if you're going to market to the youth, you must be at Gen Next.
Yes.
You must be at Gen Next, because you get a chance to see and get insights on how, what the youth is thinking of, what the youth is attracted to, what is cool. And so that must inform your strategies.
Yes.
That must inform, are you going to be much more, obviously we are going to be, and we are, much more present in the digital space now than before, simply because that's where the youth is at. That's youth is about immediate communication. We don't communicate in the way that we used to. Quick responses, transparency, high levels of engagement. And those are the type of things that help us to shape our marketing and our strategies to speak to the youth.
For sure, I get it. Tony, what do you think that the youth are looking forward to when it comes to being marketed to?
I think the youth is looking for authenticity.
Oof.
That is one of the things that, and I mean, obviously, as Brand South Africa, we do some extraction of insights, domestic perceptions, and it's very obvious that we are at a stage where there's no time to sugarcoat issues and challenges, because then you're not allowing people to find real solutions.
For sure.
You know, so I think authenticity is one of the most important things. And we can be authentic and proud as South Africans, because we have much to be proud of. You know, we have great innovation that comes out of this country. We have a great, in fact, people is one of the most sellable aspects of who we are in South Africa. And if you look at what people is and entails, that is predominantly youth, because we are a young nation.
We are. Tony, you know, I don't want to, you know, get too sensitive, but when I think of Brand South Africa, and I think, you know, you just spoke now about, you know, having to package the country and make it look good because we are good, blah, blah. There's obviously parts of the country that are not that great, and like all countries, we have our issues. How do you guys deal, you know, with some of those factors in terms of the, you know, the stats in where South Africa's ranked, in whether it's mental illness, depression, GBV, things like that? These are also a part of who we are, unfortunately, but there's no country without its issues. How does Brand South Africa approach those issues when it comes to packaging the country?
Okay, I think one of the most important things is that everybody has a part to play.
Definitely.
There is no little box where you can just tie a ribbon around it and great day, South Africa. We all have a part to play. And who we are as a country is many different things. We are made up of many different components.
Yes.
And we have many, many hubs of excellence and to showcase in marketing the country as a favorable destination for all things good.
Yes.
And we have much to be proud of. We do have challenges, like you say, like many other nations,
for sure,
if not all nations
in
the world. We do have challenges. One of the things that I think is important always is to remember who we are, our identity. We must be able to relate authentically to who we are so that we can differentiate that which are social ills in our society and that which is us.
Yes.
We are a diverse nation.
Yes.
We are a tolerant nation.
Yes.
We are embracing of difference.
Yes.
So when there are factors in our environment that speak different to that, we must not forget who we are and be able to stand up. And that's not who we are.
Yes.
This is not what we want to see in our society.
Mm.
And I think the more the voices and activism and advocacy around that, the more we remember who we are in times where things don't look so good that's happening, that's perhaps occupying our media space in that moment.
Yeah. Sure.
So that's who we really are. That's the founding document of South Africa, the constitution. It's not just admired because it's a great looking document in terms of its content, but it actually describes the fiber of our character.
It's the truth.
And so we mustn't be afraid to call out that which is not, that which we need to disassociate ourselves from. We are not that.
We aren't.
We are a resilient nation. We've gone through so much, and we keep on going through so much. And we do it with humor. We do it with a level of brave that you don't really see every day. We even do it with a level of transparency that we are not afraid to speak about our issues.
Yes.
We have that freedom of expression to be able to speak and say, look, this is not, this shouldn't
this
be happening.
Not on, yeah.
So I think it's actually a strength.
Yes. Sure. Wow. You actually, I'm getting goosebumps nyana just listening to you, because that's exactly that. A lot of these things that we're facing, it's not who we are.
It's not.
And we shouldn't turn our backs on who we are, because the solution is going back to who we are.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Love it.
Remember, Ubuntu.
That's it.
We didn't dream of that and fabricate it out of theory. Mm. It's because we know what it is, because it's where we come from. It's who we are inside. Mm. And so that's why I think we hurt and express it when things that are opposing that principle happen around us.
Definitely, definitely. Tony, what should the youth know about the Play Your Part campaign? I've been hearing, you know, there's some hems that the Play Your Part campaign is just the bomb.com. You can shed some more light on it.
Oh my goodness, I'm so glad you brought it up. Mm. So the Play Your Part program is actually celebrating 10 years of existence.
Okay.
I must say, and I think it has evolved, it has grown. And just to perhaps throw something in there, as an active citizenship campaign, it has actually been nominated for awards before in the City Nations Place Awards previously. Mm. And that's just to give an idea that this is a credible not a fly-by-night campaign.
It's not a mafigizolo.
It has stood the test of time in terms of attracting ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things in our communities across genders, across demographics, whether it's an individual, whether it is an organization, because Play Your Part is a program that we use to celebrate and showcase the positive impact that individuals and organizations, whether in private sector, civil society or public sector, are doing in their spaces. Mm. So it's about, what part are you playing in your environment to make a positive impact?
Okay.
And that's what Play Your Part does.
Nice.
So we have various campaigns within Play Your Part. For example, we have campaigns that are focused on supporting SMMEs, others supporting innovation, that are focused on... for example, this year, we're going to TVET colleges where we're running competitions because we want the platform to be occupied by innovators.
Yes, of course.
People with great ideas, and they come and share their ideas in a competitive style, but it's just intended to nurture and support that whole drive.
Mm.
Yes, we can do it. Yeah. We can do it. Come up with your idea and all of that. So, in terms of the social impact, we have Play Your Part ambassadors who come from all sorts of backgrounds, from a teacher who goes the extra mile to provide educational support to learners beyond her actual call of duty that she gets paid for, to a young man in Free State who's running a dental marathon, which is the promotion of dental hygiene.
Mm.
He's not even a dentist, by the way, but the amount of... So there's a variety and a diversity of the kind of difference that can be made by individuals and organizations.
Mm.
And we're simply calling on people to participate, you know,
to play their part,
play their part, and share with us what they are doing to play their part. We have as part of Play Your Part, Play Your Part Ambassadors program, where we then connect with and profile Play Your Part ambassadors, or people who are doing extraordinary things in their spaces, and they are on our platform. So we are really there in particular when it comes to Play Your Part. People must. And our acting CEO loves to say, we use the term LL Cool J, like us, love us, contact us, join us, you know, on our digital platforms, on our Facebook pages. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter.
Mm.
Go to our website and check what other young people are doing.
Exactly. So you can also get inspired as well. Yes. Because, you know, that's part of it. It's seeing what your neighbor's doing and getting encouraged to do the same thing, and then let that, you know, rinse and repeat until all of us are doing something. We're all playing our part.
And we can't, everyone has it in them to play part in one way or another.
100%. I always say that it's not putting on this big show and having all these. It's literally looking at what you've got and starting within your own little world and changing the lives of the people around you.
Exactly.
That's all that it is.
Could be in business.
Yeah.
It could be in the social space.
Mm-hmm.
It could be in health.
Yeah.
It could even be participating in a community improvement platform.
As long as you play your part.
Every single South African can play their part.
Definitely. Tony, last one before you go. So on the 15th of September, the Sunday Times Gen X are hosting its very anticipated interactive showcase. I mean, everybody's looking forward to this part the most. Yeah. What can the youth look forward to at the Brand SA stand?
Okay, well, one, there's going to be a competition. I'm not going to tell you now what the prizes are. I think everyone just needs to come to the stand and enjoy themselves.
Yeah,
we're going to be producing some exciting content there as well. So I just want to encourage everyone to just come to the stand.
And then we'll see for ourselves.
Yes,
ne?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a vibe. Let's just see. Don't give away too much. Just if you want to know, come there and see for yourself.
Exactly. And it's always been exciting. I mean, Brands, it's not the first time that Brand South Africa is at Gen Next.
Yes.
Each and every time, I think everyone who has visited the stand, who we've engaged with, has had a really exciting time.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys will be doing this year. And I'm glad that we are back to a live event in real life. You know, it's been a hectic 2 years, so we deserve to have an amazing time. Thank you so much, Tony. That was Tony Kumete, the manager in the office of the CEO at Brand South Africa. And we've just spoken about Brand South Africa's partnership with the Sunday Times Gen Next survey and campaign. All things Sunday Times Gen Next. We are so excited. It's going to be amazing. Make sure that you do join us. If you can't be there in person, that's okay. You can always join us online, and you can do this through www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. Hey.